This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Thank you for joining us on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. Here are your hosts, Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
From the back patio of Anna and Manuel Madera. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. We are in Roseville, California, northeast of Sacramento. So, Tim, if you're asking, what are you doing on a back porch in Roseville, California? Well, the Spanish voice of the Cavaliers on La Mega and in Lorraine at Power 89.1, Rafa can do a little bit of explaining why we're sitting on the back porch.
Well, we have my sisters, my sister's house, Manuela and her. They have been kind enough to host us for a second year in a row. This is something that became kind of an event for a Rose adventures. Every time we come to Sacramento, you know, I always take advantage to come to see my parents. And then my sister and her husband, they live across the street from it. So have a little paella prepared for you guys tonight, guacamole, ribs, and, you know, a little. My dad is in charge of the bar. I hope he's doing a good job.
Yes. Well, we hopefully will get this show taped before the bar closes. So we're going to take a quick timeout. Rafa's going to stay with me for the opening segment. We'll talk about this tradition. Of course, we're going to talk Cavs basketball and a whole lot more. So stay with us. It's Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. We're coming back from the patio in Roseville after this on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. On the shot clock, Mitchell against Steph. Mitchell pulls up three, call good. Mobley on the right side, in the right corner to Strews. Rainbows a three and buried it. Ball out front, fires it right to Darius Garland. 2-on-1, Garland and LeVert. Garland lob to LeVert. Pow! Oh my goodness, what a beautiful assist from DG.
Turnovers to points.
Garland with a jumper, it's short. DG got it back, feeds it to Mobley. Stuck it home.
Second shot opportunities, Tim.
Welcome back. It's Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. We're on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. And as we mentioned during the open, we are on a beautiful patio in Roseville, California. We are at the sister and brother-in-law's of Rafa Hernandez Brito, the Spanish voice of the Cavaliers. And Rafa, you mentioned during the open, this has become somewhat of a tradition when the Cavs are on the road in Sacramento to take on the Kings, if the schedule allows. Your family very graciously hosts members of the Cavaliers. We've got John Michael here, Austin Carr, Joe Gabriel. We'll talk to them as the show moves along. But your family story, for Cavs fans that don't know, is absolutely remarkable. Give us the background of your history and your family's history, and now how some of your families ended up here in Roseville.
Well, we were like originally from El Salvador, and I'm a war child. I was not just myself, but I'm the youngest one of four, so all my brothers and sisters had to leave the country like around finishing high school because of the war. And around 1980 was my first brother, Carlos, the oldest one, and my sister came first, actually, and my sister Anna. So we've been here now, you know, for a long time. Longer, I lived longer in the U.S. than I have lived in El Salvador. I've been a U.S. citizen longer than I lived in El Salvador. So
you
can tell about, I can tell how much we love to be here. But again, you know, my sister and my other brother, Benjamin, who you met before, they came to California. And when my parents decided to move finally, like 11 years ago, I was in Miami, but I was with the NFL. So I was traveling a lot. So it didn't really quite make sense for them to be in Miami. And then my brother, Carlos, lives in Greenwich, Connecticut. Obviously, the winter wasn't really something they were looking forward to. So California, my sister's kids, my brother's kids, that kind of made more sense to them. And they love the fact that, obviously, Spanish kind of reigns here as well. So it's a beautiful part of the country, and they love it. They've been here for 11 years. And like you said, every time we come, first time that the schedule comes out, the first thing I want to check is whether it's not a back-to-back, because that's what killed us a couple of times while we were coming here. Just the back-to-back, it's impossible to come for dinner on a game day, right? So this time again, you know, the NBA schedule guys cooperated with a beautiful dinner here in Roseville.
So your parents, your sister, your brother-in-law put together this feast.
Yeah.
But is there a favorite part of the menu for you that when you see that we're coming to Sacramento and we're going to come to your family, you go, that's what I can't wait to eat?
You know, to be honest with you, anything that my mom cooks is delicious. And then it's so good that she mails me food. And then it is so good that when I met my wife and then she obviously met my parents, they love her to death. I always tell Lily, you know, don't make a couple of things because that's the stuff my mom makes and I don't want to.
Right.
I think I'm being
Wives
honest.
Love that.
I think I'm being honest. She's a wonderful cook, but just don't make a couple of things. No, but, you know, my mom tonight, she has her famous guacamole, I think everybody loves, and the ribs. I think my sister made a paella for tonight for us, so it should be a wonderful feast.
Well, again, the graciousness of your family to host this year in, year out, if the schedule allows, is just phenomenal. Hey, a couple of minutes left with you. We got to talk some Cavs basketball. They have split the first two games of the road trip. Sacramento and Portland still to come, but disappointing start in OKC, but a big win Sunday against Golden State.
You know, the OKC,
Saturday.
The OKC game, to me, I mean, we shot the ball. We shot over 50% from the field, and it was just a couple of things, like the fundamental things, the turnovers. The points of turnovers that they score is what ended up hurting us. We missed over, I think it was 10 or 11 free throws that we missed that night. Mm-hmm. So when you look at that kind of losses, to me, it's kind of like we can fix that. It's not really that we were being outplayed or at hustle by OKC. And then obviously the win at Chase Center on Saturday night is something that everybody celebrates because a couple of things. We not only won the series, we swept them for the first time, I think, since Shaquille O'Neal and LeBron James were wearing one and gold.
09-10 year.
But I like the fact that once again, Donovan Mitchell stepped up and would not allow, in this case, Draymond Green, to kind of like impose his style of game. And he, at the end of the day, ended up helping us because that was the second technical that he got.
You know, Sacramento will only be game 10, but that could be a season-defining moment.
Of course.
A season-defining moment where, as you said, Donovan, by example, showed his teammates, we've got to stand up and we're not going to take this kind of stuff.
It's one thing when you get a play and you don't know shooting the ball well or you're turning the ball over. But the one thing I like is that Donovan Mitchell showed everybody, not just his teammates, but also the NBA, that we will not be pushed around. And that's one thing that I think anybody, any Cavs fan can appreciate, that we will give it our hardest and we will not let anybody try to show us around. And that's what Donovan Mitchell did. Obviously, the push by Draymond was a dirty push because he almost threw him against the stands. And then he came back and maybe overreacted or whatever. But I like the fact that he will not. I mean, he pushed him and stood in front of him and told him exactly why he had pushed him and what was the reason. So I kind of like that because, like you said, it could be something that they can go back and look. It's kind of like that. I'll never forget this one because it was my birthday present. It was on my birthday against Memphis when Dillon Brooks was trying to do his little things, and Donovan Mitchell would not put up with it. And that was a turning point for us last season.
Absolutely. Totally agree. I know you'll be back to close out the show with me here on the patio. But
who do I send outside to the chair?
Send J-Mike next. We're going to talk to J-Mike. But to you, your parents, your sister, your brother-in-law, this is simply phenomenal. I know I look forward to it. I checked the schedule, too. Yeah. You're not the only one. So thank you so much for having us. We'll again talk at the end of the program, but this is just great. Thank you.
I'm going to go check on the paella, see how he's doing.
There better be some left at the conclusion of the show. All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. It's Cavs HQ presented by Betway. When we come back, J. Mike, John Michael, the television voice of the Cavaliers, will stop by and pay us a visit on the patio here in Roseville, California. We've got J. Mike coming up after this on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. LeVert against Looney. LeVert drives by Looney. Came under, popped it home, and a foul. Thompson out front. Pass stolen by LeVert. LeVert drives. LeVert missed. Tipped up and in by Strus, who followed. Timeout, Golden State. LeVert with arms like snakes and the steel. Welcome back. It's Cavs HQ presented by Betway on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. What a special program this week. We are on the back patio of Rafa Hernandez Brito's sister and brother-in-law here in Roseville, California. You're going, where is Roseville, California? It's northeast of Sacramento. And as Rafa explained to start the show, his family lives here. We are at his sister and brother-in-law's. His parents live right across the street. So every year, this has become an annual. If the schedule allows, we have a big feast here at the house. So one of the guests, he never misses. He circles it on the calendar, is J. Mike. John Michael, the television voice of the Cavaliers. John, I wanted to make sure I got you early in the show. There's a lot of food and a lot of beverages.
I have no idea to what you refer to at all. Hey, what a great family this is.
It's awesome.
I mean, since 2015, we've been coming basically every year, and this wonderful family opens their home and cooks for us a home-cooked meal. We don't get a lot of those on the road, right?
No.
And it's wonderful. So, you know, hats off to Rafa, great human, great family, and it's great to be here.
Absolutely. And again, for their family to do this, as you said, basically every year, if the schedule allows. Now, before we talk some Cavs basketball, is there one or two things on that bar, on the island in there, food-wise?
I was going to say, on the bar? Well, or you got to be a little more specific.
The island.
There's a lot of stuff going on in there.
Yeah, I'm out here on the patio. Right. There's a lot of action behind
me.
The island. The food is just, it's laid out like a buffet.
Fantastic. I mean, take your pick. Steak, chicken. they go all out for the Cavaliers. They got to celebrate a Cavs-Warriors victory. By the way, out here, they said they were with some Warrior fans. And needless to say, Rafa, if you know Rafa, you can imagine his family doesn't hold back either. So his 90-year-old father was sticking it to the Warrior fans. 86-year-old mom's chiming in. So you can only imagine the joy they had in taking out the Warriors twice in a week.
Yes. Having met Rafa's family, the acorn doesn't fall far from the tree.
No.
Not at all. Well, J. Mike, let's talk a little Cavs basketball. Sacramento up next on this road swing, game 3 of the 4-game set. And you alluded to the win on Saturday night over Golden State. And, boy, that was a big win. It was only the 9th game of the year, but coming off that real tough loss to Oklahoma City, one that I think really stung the Cavaliers, that's a real momentum-changing type of victory on Saturday.
You'd hope, although it's been such a strange start. You know, and again, it started with Jared Allen missing the first 5 games. Garland misses 4 out of the first 5. So you're up and down to begin with. You think about the Cavs' victories, they've all come against playoff teams. I mean, 2 against the Warriors, 1 against the Knicks, 1 against the Nets. The losses, 4 of the 5 have come to non-playoff teams, right? 2 to Indiana, 2 to Oklahoma City, and 1 to the Knicks as well. So it's been a weird start, but boy, you kind of felt that after you dropped that certainly winnable game in Oklahoma City on Wednesday, this would be a nice one to get. But you had that fear, hey, this is Golden State. You know, they're not accustomed to losing in their own building, particularly when you beat them and you beat them pretty good less than a week earlier in your own place. And it was, I thought it was a great performance. I thought the start was wonderful. They knew they needed to come out a little bit harder because they didn't like their start against Oklahoma City. They knew they needed to protect the basketball because, frankly, that cost them the game in Oklahoma City. And they drilled Golden State in terms of that turnover differential, points off those turnovers. They did precisely what they needed to do. The Warriors, they did what they do. They made a run in the third quarter. The Cavs had a seemingly comfortable, although you're never really all that comfortable in that city at the half, but the Cavs led by 18. The Warriors had cut that lead to one. Dean Wade comes out, hadn't made a shot all day, and he hits two threes in the first minute of the fourth quarter, and the Cavs reestablish some order and are able to win it the rest of the way in a game that was emotional, a game that had no shortage of action and no shortage of you know, things going on throughout the game. So I thought it was a nice veteran approach to a game that easily could have slipped away, a game that easily could have been lost. I think you're right, Tim. A big win as we come in here to Sacramento and then into Portland to complete this trip.
And Rafa and I were talking about the fact that the Donovan Mitchell, Draymond Green dust up, that could be a defining moment. That could be a message where Donovan sends to this ball club, we've got to stand up to people. We can't back down. And even though the Warriors seem to rally from that moment, I think it sent a clear message, Donovan, to his teammates.
Yeah, I like the response, and it's nothing new. I mean, think about the Memphis game last season. It's the same thing.
Yep, you know, Rafa,
I mean,
Donovan
said, this isn't going to happen. You know, Dylan Brooks, for those who aren't as familiar, Dylan Brooks took a shot at Donovan, and, you know, Donovan responded the way that you wanted him to, and I love the response. I mean, Draymond's a lot bigger than Donovan Mitchell, you know what I mean? And Donovan went right back at him and shoved him. He said, look, you popped me on the other end. And I think not only was it shows that, you know, you want to stand up for yourselves, but I think that it was a veteran play too, right? You engage him, you each get a technical, which I thought Donovan should have got a technical too in that spot. You each get a technical, and because Draymond got one in the first half, he's gone. You know, I thought Draymond was barking at Jared Allen, barking at a couple of guys before that, and you almost thought to yourself, hey, you engage this guy when he's up to this and you get dual technicals, you're going to get him out of this game. I thought not only was it the right response from you're not going to push us around, but it was the right veteran response in terms of you want to get yourself kicked out of this game and put your team at a disadvantage, then fine. That's the way we're going to play. That's an NBA response. And that's precisely what Donovan Mitchell did. And it was a huge part of the game, right? I mean, they run so much stuff through Draymond Green, and suddenly that whole part of their game was taken away, and Kerr had to dive deeper into his rotation, and it fouled things up in terms of who he had out there on the floor. So I think that went a long way toward just winning that game, let alone standing up for himself, standing up for this team, and doing what he knew he needed to do.
And now an opportunity with Sacramento and Portland to really end this four-game road swing on a positive note. J. Mike, I know you've got food and beverages to get back to, so I'm going to let you depart
food
the patio.
Only. Food only, but yes, thank you, Tim, for keeping it short and sweet. No, I appreciate it. Always good meeting with you, always good being here, and hey, let's get this one in Sacramento coming up.
Let's do it. J. Mike, John Michael, joining us here on the patio in Roseville, California, on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. We'll take a quick time out when we come back. Let's hear from Joe G. Joe Gabriel will stop by and pay us a visit. That follows this on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse.
Last month, the Cleveland Cavaliers celebrated team members Valeria Teneo and John Rodriguez, who were recognized as members of the 2023 cohort of 100-plus Latinos Cleveland Must Know. The Cavs are event sponsors of this annual reception in their support for the Latino community. Congratulations, Valeria and John. Thank you for all you do. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be back with the second half of Cavs HQ presented by Betway right after this on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse.
Here's Mitchell, long three, good! Oh my! He hit that one from where the Giants play. Just off McCovey's cove.
Struce into the lane, short shot, good!
That play was set up for Struce. A double pick by the Twin Towers got him open.
Struce bouncing the lane to Mobley. Stepped through a double team, hammered it home, and he got fouled.
Welcome back. It's Cavs HQ presented by Betway on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. Tim Elkhorn with you this week. Jim Jones with the night off. And I'll tell you what, Jim, you're going to regret taking tonight off because we are here on a beautiful patio in Roseville, California. Now, if you weren't with us for the first part of the show, Roseville, northeast of Sacramento, and we are at the home of Rafa Hernandez Brito's sister and brother-in-law, and his parents live right across the street, Rafa's parents. And every year when the Cavs come to Sacramento, they put together this feast. It's just incredible food and beverages. And so we thought, well, let's do a Cavs HQ show while we're there. I'm not sure if that was a good decision or not, but we're giving it a shot. And so far, we've had a lot of fun with Rafa and J. Mike, John Michael. And our next guest, certainly no stranger to Cavs HQ. He stops by to pay us a visit here on the patio. First time he's done that. Joe Gabriel. Yes. Joe G from Cavs.com.
Hey, Tim. Nice to be here. I'm starving right now, so... Oh. Let's knock this out.
So there's a huge island full of food and tables with food. So I know you're starving, but I'm going to ask you, what are you really looking forward to in there? We've got all these Hispanic delicacies and traditional items.
I don't know enough about the food. I just know that it's delicious, and I'm going to eat all of it.
I know you plowed into the chips and guac.
I did. I got busy right away. And the alcohol portion comes after my appearance here.
But it, really, the graciousness of Rafa's family and his sister and his parents. His parents don't speak a lot of English, but boy, are they huge Cavs fans.
Oh, yeah.
That just emanates from them.
Yeah, the second we walked in here, Rafa got him going on Draymond Green. And you don't have to understand Spanish to understand what his dad thought about Draymond.
Rafa goes, I'll translate. We're like, no need.
Right. We get it.
We understand where your dad's coming from on this. We understand. Well, speaking of the Cavs, Joe G, let's talk about it. You've been on the trip as we all kind of bond together, and certainly it got off to a rough start in Oklahoma City. I think that loss really stung the Cavaliers. Mm-hmm. But then they bounced back with a great win Saturday night against Golden State, and now two more to go. But just your thoughts on what you saw in the first two games.
Well, the first game, again, the defensive slow start, just like they had in Indiana the Friday before, that killed them. You have to come ready to play. And Oklahoma City, just that first half didn't look like they had their A game going. You know, they figured it out in the second half. Then the other night in Golden State, that's the win of the year for me. That and the New York win, but they needed that. They really needed that win, and it was just fantastic. And Caris has just been so good through the trip.
Let's talk about Caris LeVert. I put up on social media the other day that I'm literally running out of superlatives.
Yeah.
And I'm a radio play-by-play guy. I'm supposed to come up with words, but, I mean, dynamic, electrifying, yes, and a list of other words that would describe the way he's been so far this season.
The word I used was sharp.
There
you
go.
He's laser focused right now, and he's doing all the things you see in the box score and a ton of the things you're not seeing right now. He's such a valuable player. I know the Cavs in the offseason made it a priority to sign him first, and now you're seeing exactly why, because he can do everything. He can come off the bench, he can start, he can handle the ball, which has come in handy with Darius being out. He can play a little three. I mean, really, he's been the Swiss Army knife they've really needed through the first nine games.
And Joe, I think people lose sight of the fact that, yes, that was the priority. As much as fans were excited about Struce, mm-hmm, and Niang and getting some long ball guys in here, the number one priority was, let's get Caris LeVert back on this roster.
Absolutely. And again, you're seeing it now. And I think maybe through the first year and a half, Caris has never quite felt fully invested. Not that he's not invested, but he never knew it. When the trade deadline would come up, his name would get thrown around. The first year he came in at the end of the season and never really got his feet under him after the trade deadline. Now he knows he's a Cavalier. They love him. They're invested in him, and he's paying it back. So I just love seeing, and he's the best guy in the world, too, as you know.
He's just an awesome guy.
Yeah.
Again, we're talking with Joe Gabriel from Cavs.com. Good to have Joe G on the patio here in Roseville, California, as we bring this show to you on site, on location. Joe G, I mentioned to you the other day, I thought you had a great piece on George Niang. And here's a guy that really hasn't got it rolling yet. But as I always tell people, just look on any website or in the old days, look on the back of a trading card, because those are the numbers that you will get. And he hasn't really started up consistently hitting the three ball. But just talk about that conversation that you had with George and how he feels fitting in, as you just mentioned,
yeah,
as Karis has gone through that process.
Well, we talked about it the other day about when you talk to George, you get meat on the bone. He gives you answers. I mean, he shoots from the hip, and he means what he says. And that means a lot to, I think, his teammates, because, you know, he's the real deal. He's a jokester. I mean, he's the funniest guy on the team. He comes on the bus and he cracks everybody up. But he also is, man, when it comes time to be serious and talk to the team, when he speaks, they listen. You know, he's a veteran he's got a ton of playoff experience. So the three-pointer will fall. He's hit 40% the last three seasons, so that's coming. But the veteran presence and the toughness is something that you really can't replace.
It's only been a few games that the Cavs have had that full complement,
yeah,
together, and really even not with Ty Jerome being injured and now Isaac the last couple of games. But that being said, what have you seen when the projected starting five is out there as a group, and when JB has been able to really work the rotations that he envisioned? What have you seen?
Well, I mean, everybody's in their spot. They know what is expected of them. Jarrett being back allows Evan to do what he does on the perimeter. Gives him a little freedom. Having Darius back brings Donovan off the ball. And again, I think a big thing having your five starters back is that it keeps your bench rotation solid. JB knows who he's going to, who he can go to. So I think it just fills the rotation out. Once Isaac comes back, that'll be a big thing. You asked about the Oklahoma City game. Having Isaac for that would have been big.
Yes.
So, again, he's the guy who doesn't crush the box score. But if you're watching the game, having Isaac around is a huge thing.
Boy, no doubt. Hey, to wrap things up, Sacramento and Portland. Sacramento's been up and down. Yeah. We'll see if De'Aaron Fox goes. And then, of course, Portland will be on a back-to-back. They play in New Orleans the night before. So this has the potential. You take them one game at a time, but it has the potential to be a successful road swing.
Yeah, and it's funny when you're on a road trip how momentum and even your mindset can,
yes,
change, because we came out of Oklahoma City wondering, is this going to be a rough one? Are we going to bring this back to Cleveland? But now you feel completely different. Now you feel like, hey, let's go 3-1 on this trip. It's a possibility, and I think the guys are feeling positive. And you mentioned George Niang. He gave him a little talking to before practice.
Yes, he did.
And, you know, it matters. And I think that there's a different mindset. I think now they're looking to clean up on this trip. So a different mindset after Saturday's win in Golden State.
No doubt.
That was nice.
You're starving. So I'm going to let you get back. You know, there's a lot of food and beverages. I got to stay here on the patio because I got AC to talk to you.
I'll bring something out for you.
But, no, this is great. And, again, for Rafa's family to do this is just extraordinary. So we'll let you go in there and hit all that food up, and we'll see you tonight in Sacramento.
Yes, absolutely. I'll see you inside.
All right, sounds good. Joe Gabriel from Cavs.com stopping by to pay us a visit. We've got AC coming up next. Austin Carr, Mr. Cavalier, will head out to the patio and join us on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse.
Mitchell splits a double team in the lane, up with a right hand, bounced around the rim. No, LeVert tipped it in! Will they give LeVert the tip? I think they will. Count the buckets. LeVert to the line, into the lane, right corner Wade. Another three, bullseye! Two in a row from the exact same spot for Dean Wade.
Continuing with Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. Tim Elkhorn with you. And again, if you haven't been with us throughout the show, what a special show this week for Cavs HQ. We're out on the road. Cavs in the midst of the four-game road swing. Sacramento up next. And the family of our Spanish broadcaster, Rafa Hernandez Brito, lives northeast of Sacramento in a town called Roseville. And every year, if the schedule allows, his family puts together a wonderful feast for members of the Cavalier organization. All the food that you can imagine, beverages, and just a great atmosphere. It's so wonderful and so gracious of the family to do it. So, yes, there's all sorts of Cavaliers at the family of Rafa Hernandez Brito's tonight, and I'm doing the show out on the patio. Now, Austin Carr joined us. Of the four guests that we've had, Austin, you're the first guest to actually bring your food out to the patio. You weren't even going to let your plate just sit inside. You brought the food out.
Well, I mean, that's the way I figured I had to do it. I mean, everybody else would, they were on the show before we started eating. But I happened to be the last one, so I had to bring mine with me.
Now, when we were at the hotel before we made the ride over here, you were already talking about the food and just the feast that we're going to have. You've been looking forward to this since the start of the trip.
Oh, yeah, with paella and the ribs and the beans. Yeah. I mean, and it's just the avocado. I mean, it's just...
How about the guac,
it's great.
Man?
The guac is just great.
My goodness.
So, I mean, and it's homemade. It's just great. I mean, so it's been a... I always look forward to this. I mean, Rafa and his family, man, are very dear to me. It was really... The championship year was... We just had a ball. I mean, but we always have a great time when we come here.
And you're an old-school guy. I mean, you love to talk old-school basketball just as much as you love to talk current Cavs basketball. But these road trips can really bond a team together. Well, not just both on and off the floor, broadcasters, but also the team. It's kind of a us-against-the-world mentality for a while.
Well, that's exactly what it is, because when you look at it, you're on the road, you don't have your home crowd cheering you on. You have to make your own cheers, and you have to cheer yourself on. So and that has a way of bonding people. I mean, it's done a good job. I think the Cavs have done a good job of getting the type of personalities that do bond under those situations.
Speaking of old school basketball, let's go back to Saturday night at Golden State. Donovan Mitchell, Draymond Green.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that had a little old school look to it where these two guys kind of went at it, and Donovan did not back down one iota. Just talk about what that means to a basketball team. When you see your star, when you see your elite player basically say, I'm not taking this boop from you.
Right. Yeah, that's what it, and that's exactly what the moment meant. I mean, because – it's always a second guy that gets called for the foul or the technical. But they went back and saw that Draymond really gave him a shoulder, a cowardly move is what it was, because he did it when Donovan was trying to get back on defense, and he popped him in his back like that and knocked him almost into the stands. And I love the retaliation. I mean, and I realize, you know, that, you know, everybody wants a kind and gentler world and sport and all that. But when you're in competition, man, you don't do those things. Those things don't come in. I mean, you're not out there to hurt anybody, but at the same time, I'm not going to let anybody disrespect me. And I was glad to see him do that. And as far as the team is concerned, that kind of helps the team understand how Donovan wants to compete, and they follow suit.
His mindset.
Right.
His mindset, and he sets the example. Right. Can that be a defining thing, just that moment? Can that be a defining moment in a season?
Well, we'll see. It could be, but we'll see. We'll see how they react to it. But and as long as you have the respect from your opponent, in other words, what he did was not having respect. But if that causes the rest of the league to give us respect, then granted, it's on. But I like that situation. But, I mean, that's what it has to be. I mean, in other words, you want people to understand I'm out here to compete and I'm out here to win the game. You know, but I'm not going to let you disrespect me. And that's the kind of respect you want to have from every franchise in the league.
One more specific player I want to ask you about before we talk Cavs overall. You're a guard. You love guards. Caris right. LeVert.
Oh, boy. Caris LeVert right now is one of the main people on the team. He's one of the main guys. He comes in. He brings energy. He played the both ends of the floor. He plays it like it's his last game he's going to play ever. I mean, and that carries over to the rest of the team, and it's starting to permeate through the team now. So I mean, he's having a great year, and I'm hoping that he continues it the way he is, because if he does, he'll be the sixth man of the year.
You know the voice. You recognize it. Austin Carr, Mr. Cavalier, AC, joining us on this week's edition of Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. So, AC, they've split the first two games. Cavaliers now 1-1 on the trip, with Sacramento right. and Portland still to go. But Game 10 against the Kings, not the game itself, but kind of that 10-game point. How do you size up the Cavaliers right now?
Right now, they've been a mixture. You know, I mean, I haven't – the reason why I think this game is important tomorrow is because they have to start building on their good play. In other words, they showed a lot of good the first time, and then they let it slip away the next game. They can't let it slip away this time. They got to take this game coming up now and take it to the next level, because they got to start building momentum. Because once they build momentum, now you can go on a 2 or 3 game, 4 game win streak, and now you start to get yourself back into mentally where you think you should be.
JB's talked about consistency
right.
and the team being inconsistent.
Right.
How does consistency develop?
Just practice habits. Just simple as that. It's all practice habits. If you want to be consistent, you have to do the same thing every day the same way. That's how you get consistency, because in the course of a game, it's going too fast for you to think about it. So you have to make it become part of your living, your everyday existence. And that and once it becomes that, it's a cakewalk.
So with about a minute left, we've seen the core group together now for a few games, with Allen back and Garland back and some rotations off the bench that JB's been able to utilize.
Right.
What's impressed you about that?
I just like the energy that we're showing, you know. But that's but again, now we're talking about consistency. They have to bring it on a nightly basis. See, right now we don't have identity because we haven't played the same way 2 or 3 games in a row. But once we do that and we start winning, now we get an identity. Now we know how we have to win, what we have to bring to the floor to win on a nightly basis. And that's all we're searching for now.
This could turn into a very successful road swing, though.
Oh, if we can win tomorrow, I'm almost sure we're going to give a good effort in Portland. And I just think it'll send us back home on a great momentum swing, and then we can get the home crowd, because we're going to be home for a while, get that home crowd going. Now this is how you build win streaks, and we can change our whole season right now.
There you go. You got some food to eat, my man. I'm going to let you get back to it. Thank you so much.
All the Cavs fans out there, it is good food.
There you go. You heard it. The testimonial from AC, Mr. Cavalier himself. Austin Carr joining us here in Roseville, California. Yes, the site of this week's edition of Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. We are on the patio of Anna and Manuel Moreira, and they are the sister and brother-in-law of Rafa Hernandez Brito. And speaking of Rafa,
Tim, it's time for you to get some food yourself.
I know, but Rafa's going to join me to close out the show after this on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. That's going to do it for this week's very special edition of Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Rafa, this has been a blast. Now, I haven't gotten all
You're
my
food
yet.
On the ribs.
So we're going to put the finishing touches on this. But to you and your family, the graciousness is just unbelievable. So thank you so very, very much.
I thank you guys just as hard, because this is a day that is on my parents' calendar every year, and they really, really look forward to having you guys over. And they're happier to see you guys than to see me. They just saw me, but I really appreciate you guys coming over because they enjoyed this day.
Oh, this was just wonderful. Great show, great people. Really, really appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
You're missing on the paella.
Right? I know. We're going to wrap this up. So that's going to do it for this week's edition of Cavs HQ presented by Betway. Of course, thanks to Rafa and his family. Just a wonderful get-together here at his family's home, his sister and brother-in-law's home, to be specific. Of course, a great big thank you to the two guys at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, the dynamic duo of senior producer Kurt McLaughlin, technical director Marty Allen.
The pide guy.
Yes. Thanks to J. Mike and Rafa and AC and Joe G for stopping on by. Biggest thanks goes to you, the listeners. Hope you enjoyed it. Sacramento's up next for the Cavaliers as they take on the Kings. And that's coming your way on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. So until then, so long, everybody.
Vamos, Cavs.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.